Shir is Masechta Pesachim Taf Mem Zayin, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Eisfei Behema HaMusukenes. In the previous Shir, we had learnt the Machlokes of Rav Chisda and Rava. If one cooks, bakes on Yontif, not for Yontif meal, he already ate his meal, but he's cooking for after Yontif, is a mutter, is he get Malkus for it or not? Rava said he does not get Malkus because we have a concept, a hoil umiklalei orchim chazilei. Even though when he cooked, he was cooking not for Yontif, he was cooking for after Yontif, which is Osir, because you're only allowed to cook on Yontif for Yontif. However, perhaps guests will arrive, since if guests will arrive, the food that he cooked will be for their benefit, therefore it's not considered that he did a malacha. Rav Chisda disagreed. Rav Chisda doesn't subscribe to the concept of hoyel. And in fact, Rav Chisda said the reason why if Yontif comes out on Friday, which is Erev Shabbos, one can cook or bake for Shabbos after he makes an Erev Tavshilin is because really Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Chazal said that you should make an Erev Tavshilin, but Midaraisa Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. Rava, again we say, subscribes to the concept of Hoyel. So now Rava will ask a question on Rav Chisda, who doesn't subscribe to Hoyel. Eisfei, it says in a Braisa, Behema Musukenes Lo Yishchet. The halach is that on Yontif you're allowed to shecht an animal, but again, you're only allowed to shecht an animal but tzarech oichel nefesh, if you need it, because you're going to need to eat the animal on Yontif. Here we're dealing with a situation that the person already ate his meal, and therefore he has no right to shecht an animal. But here we're also dealing with an animal that's sick and will not possibly survive Yontif, and therefore will be an avela. And the person, in order to avoid losing this animal that will turn into an avela, so the Braisa says, Behema Sukenes Lo Yishchot, he has no right to shecht this animal, El Kadesh Yorch Lechel Menek Zayit Slis Mojoyim, unless there's enough time in which he could shecht the animal. The Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch, says not just shecht, but he has to do all the proper bedikos that are required after the shechita, and then roast at least of kezayis of it, and have it as long as it's still yontif. Yochel echel. What does this braisa seemingly say? As long as he's able to eat a kezayis of this meat still on yontif, afgav de loy boil mechel, even though he doesn't have to eat, because he already ate his yontif meat. It's still allowed to be geshochten under these circumstances. Says Rav Rav Chisda, Bishlam l'ladi damri hoyel, according to me who subscribes to the concept of hoyel, hoyel viboy l'motzi l'meichel motzi achel, therefore this animal I hold can be slaughtered, because since if I wanted to eat the meat on Yontif I could have shemach yishchet, that's why you're allowed to shecht it. El dachta dam loya amit loy min hoyol, according to you who you don't subscribe to the concept of hoyol, amay yishchet, how is he allowed to shecht it? You're not allowed to shecht based on hoyol. Amalei, Rav Chisda answers, shem hefsim emoinai. We're dealing with a situation where the person is going to lose this animal, and that's why he's allowed to shecht. Asks Rabba, om shem hefsim emoinai sharinen, the surah daraisa, according to you, it's awesome in the Raisa to shecht this animal. There is no heter of oichel nefesh in shechting this animal. So hefsim and moinai can allow you to be over anissa the Raisa. I'm like in. So he says yes, because mishum hefsim and moinai gomer beliba lechel kazais. Because this person realizes that if he doesn't shecht this animal and eat a kazais, he's going to possibly lose the entire animal. So he decides to eat a kezayis, even though he's maybe already satiated from previous meal. And since he can't have a kezayis without Shechita. So that's why it's considered that he, not because of Hoyel, but really he shechted it because he wants to eat it, which is the standard heter of Eichel Nefesh. Rashi points out that the person's eating it La'anis Atzma. He's eating it, he's forcing himself to eat. He really doesn't need to eat. So from here, Afika Yam points out that Achila Al Yidei Oynis, somebody who eats something, even though he's eating it because he's not really interested in eating, he has to eat it, Shema Achila is still considered eating. The Meiri raises a very interesting Shaila. He asks, according to Rav Chisda, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, so if somebody ate his Yontif meal and he now doesn't need any more food and he's cooking, baking for after Yontif, given that Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Hoyel, likely he gets Malkus. As for Rav Chisda, what happens if this person baked for after Yontif and then on Yontif guests came and the food that he made, which he shouldn't have, ends up being eaten by these guests? Retroactively, do we say that now he wasn't Mechal Yontif because the food that he cooked he really needed for today, for the guests that arrived? Or do we say that he gets Malkus because when he cooked it, that wasn't on the plan? So the Meiri says that he doesn't get Malkus. Retroactively, he was not Mechal Yontif. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman quotes Mefarshim that disagree with the Meiri, because he explains that the machloikis of Rabbi and Rav Chisda is actually based when someone does a melacha. Do we look at the intent or do we look at the act? Rabbi says we look at the act. And since somebody who bakes on Yontif, cooks on Yontif, guests may come, and it'll turn out that that act wasn't a prohibited act, that's why he doesn't get Malkus. Rav Chisda says, Rabbi Chanan says, we always look at the person's intent when he did the malacha. And since when he did the malacha, his intention were wrong intentions, because they were intentions to cook or bake for after Yontif, even though retroactively guests came, he still did the malacha and he gets Malkus. The Mefarshim ask, according to the Meiri, what will happen if somebody will do a malach on Shabbos, will cook or bake on Shabbos, mechal Shabbos, and then afterwards it turns out there's a chayla sheyesh besakana who needs that food? Will he retroactively not have been mechal Shabbos, just like he says on Yontif? So they want to say it may be different. Since, as Tosfos said, as we quoted him yesterday, that a chayla sheyesh besakana is a dover d'lo shchiach, it's not common, maybe that's why it's different than guests coming. The Shvitz Shabbos asks a question according to Meiri. The halach is that Boyer is one of the Malach Shabbos. You're not allowed to separate good from bad, food, other items, only if there's certain heterin, only under certain circumstances. It has to be not with a keli, not with a utensil, and one of the other heterin, one of the other conditions in order to be allowed to do Boyer is that it has to be altar, that what you're doing is for immediate use, not lohanich, to put away. Ask the Shvises of Shabbos. According to the Meiri, what would be the halach of somebody was boyer lohanich, to put it away? And then it turns out that the food he was boyer lohanich, he eats right away. Will it turn out, like the Meiri says, that retroactively he was not mechal Shabbos? Says the Shvises of Shabbos that the case of baking, cooking on Yontif is not similar to the case of boyer. In Boyer, when somebody separates Lohoniach, that is a Malacha Doraisa Boyer. It doesn't mean that it can be corrected, that he already did the Malacha. He was Mechal Shabbos. Here, cooking Letzorich Yontif is Mutter, and therefore the two situations are not similar. Eisvei. So now Rava asks another question to Rav Chisda, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of Hoyel, but he did say that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, things that are needed for Shabbos can be made in Yontif. So he asks, Lechem Aponim, the Lechem Aponim, which was changed every Shabbos, says a Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Lecha L'Tisha, Sometimes it's eaten 9 days after it's baked, sometimes it's 10 days after it's baked, and sometimes it's 11 days after it's baked. Not more or less than 9, 10, or 11. Ketzah. How does that mean? Kedarkoi. In the normal fashion, Letisha, 9 days. Because the lechem aponim is baked on Erev Shabbos. The old lechem aponim is removed on Shabbos and the new one is put in on Shabbos. And then that one that was baked on Erev Shabbos is eaten the following Shabbos, which is 9 days later if you include the day it's baked. Nefer b'Erev Shabbos, it's baked on Erev Shabbos. Nechel b'Shabbos l'tishah, it's eaten on Shabbos, which is 9 days later. Chal yontav li'is b'Erev Shabbos. But let's say Erev Shabbos is yontav. So you can't bake it on Erev Shabbos. So you'll bake it on Thursday, Erev Yontif. Then Nechel Shabbos Lasara, so it'll be eaten 10 days after it's baked. Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. If you have Yontif Rosh Hashanah 2 days, that means Thursday, Friday, Rosh Hashanah. Nechel Shabbos Lachar. So it's eaten on Shabbos, which is 11 days later, because it's baked on Wednesday, and it's eaten not the following Shabbos, but Shabbos later, which is 11 days later. Lefi, because baking the lechem aponim, does not allow you to, you're not allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos or Yontif. So Rashi explains what's pshat at the 2 days Yontif Rosh Hashanah. As we know, the only Yontif in the Jewish calendar that comes out at the beginning of the month is Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, the way they used to identify the new month was through Rias Adam. Adam came and saw the new moon, and Besdin was Mekadosh the new Chodesh. So now, Wednesday was 29 days in Elul. Thursday could either be the 30th day of Elul if the new moon is not seen, or it could be the first day of Tishrei if the new moon is seen. So what they used to do was, they used to start acting on Thursday as if it was Rosh Hashanah. If Adam arrived any time during the day before Mincha, before the Mincha services, so that day was Rosh Hashanah, that day was declared as Aleph Tishrei, Thursday. If Adam came after the Mincha, they only declared Aleph Tishrei on Friday. But because they didn't know if Adam will come or won't come, they held Thursday and Friday Rosh Hashanah. Asks Rashi, I understand if Adam came on Thursday by day after Mincha, so Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, will be declared as Friday, and Yom Kippur, which is 10 days in Tishrei, will be on Sunday. So Shabbos will be 11 days from Wednesday, which they bake the lechem upon him. But, asks Rashi, if Adam come on Thursday, which could either be the first day of Tishrei or the 30th day of Elul, before Mincha, so they declare that day as Rosh Hashanah, Thursday. So when will Yom Kippur be? Shabbos. So from Wednesday, when the lechem upon him are baked, till Shabbos is 11 days. But they won't be able to eat the lechem upon him on that Shabbos, because that Shabbos is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur you have to fast. So Rashi says that even though in the Jewish calendar, normally the day follows the night, by Kodshim, the night follows the day. So they, although on Shabbos, which will be Yom Kippur, which will be the 11th day from when they bake the lechem upon him, they won't be allowed to eat the lechem upon him, because it's Yom Kippur. On Matzah Shabbos, which is already after Yom Kippur, they'll be allowed to eat the lechem upon him. And for Kodshim, that's still called the 11th day. Tosfos has a different approach. Tosfos says, if Thursday ends up being Aleph Tishrei, then Friday will be a regular weekday. And although they bake the lechem upon him on Wednesday, they'll bake lechem upon him again on Friday, which is not a Rosh Hashanah, and is mutter. And therefore, Yom Kippur, although it will be on Shabbos, they're going to eat the lechem upon him on Motzei Shabbos, which is still 10 days from when it was baked. Rashi makes an interesting observation. Rashi says that the reason the Gemara speaks about 2 days Rosh Hashanah as being the example of the Yontif that has 2 days, because Rashi says, Bizman, that the Beis HaMidrash Shayakayim, the only Yontif that could ever be 2 days in Eretz Yisrael was Rosh Hashanah. As the Tzlach, that it seems that Rashi holds that when the Beis HaMidrash is not standing, even in Eretz Yisrael, you could have a 2 day Yontif. But as the Tzlach, we know that's not true. Then at the Sral, there's never a 2 day Yontif, even when the Beis HaMidrash is not standing. So what's Pshat in Rashi? Because if you look into Rashi, the Remaskar Shnei Yomim, he says, V'shnei Yom Toim Shrosh Shana Dafka Nokat, the Bizman Lechem Aponim, when the Beis HaMidrash was standing, there was Lechem Aponim, Lo Yoyish Shnei Yom Toim Shagolius. There were no other 2 days besides Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. Even when the Beis HaMidrash is not standing, as the Tzlach, there's never 2 day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer says that when he was a young boy, he was once in Prague, and he went to see the Tzlach, and he answered to the Tzlach that the Gemara in Masech the Bracha says that Bizman Shiroiv Chachmi Yisrael, in the time when Roiv of the Gedol Yisrael in Chutz Loretz, then Kiddush HaChodesh is not performed in Eretz Yisrael, but it's performed in Chutz Loretz. So if Kiddush HaChodesh is performed in Chutz Loretz, just like in Chutz Loretz they had 2 days of Yontif, because of Sfeika the Yomim, we don't know when they declared Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Under those circumstances, there'll be 2 days of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, because the people in Eretz Yisrael don't know when the Rabbonim in Chutz Loretz declared Yontif. That's what Rashi is saying. The only time we can be sure that there's going to be 2 days Yontif Rosh Hashanah and no other time is when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Because when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Pasuk says, V'kamtav alisa ala makam azeh, or Kiddush HaChodesh had to be done in Yerushalayim. When the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, however, it doesn't necessarily have to be done in Yerushalayim. It may be done in Chutz Loretz, and then at Israel there'll be taka 2 days Yontif. And the Chasam Sofer says that after he said this teretz to the Tzlach shook his head in agreement. But getting back to our Gemara, E Amrit asked the Gemara, if you Rav Chisda hold Tzorchi Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, that Shabbos can be made in Yontif, Shabbos needs can be made in Yontif, Amaylo Dach Yontif, why, even if Yontif is Erev Shabbos, can't you bake the lechem upon him? It's Tzorcha Shabbos. And you, Rav Chisda, asks Rava, hold Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. And as Tosfos explains, and we actually explain Tosfos' Shita, why does Rav Chisda hold, says Tosfos, that Tzorcha Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif? That since we have to prepare on Shabbos, for Shabbos, and on Shabbos we can't cook and bake, the Torah said we could bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So here too, we need lechem upon him on Shabbos. We can't make it on Shabbos. So we should be allowed to make it on Erev Shabbos, even though it's Yom Tov. So Rav Chisda answered, Shvus Kroy V'Hitiru, when did the Torah allow you to do something for Shabbos, on Yom Tov before Shabbos, if it's the day before? I'm baking something on Yom Tov today for tomorrow Shabbos. Here, I'm baking on Yontif for Shabbos, which is 9 days later. Shvus Rechoyke Lo Yitiru, Chazal did not allow us to do that for so much later. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dom Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Meskan, according to him, the Amid Doicha as a Yontif, that baking Lachma Pana may be baked on Yontif, which is an Erev Shabbos. Only if Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, then may you not bake the lechem upon him, because there's no het of oichel nefesh. So now the question is, according to Shimon Gamliel, how could you do it? It's a shvus rechayka. And as Tosfos explains, Rava will say that the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanakhama holds that Tzorchi Shabbos ain't a nasim v'yontif, And that's why if Yontif is an Erev Shabbos, you can't bake the lechem upon him. And if Shimon Gamliel will hold, Tzarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, and that's why on Erev Shabbos, on Yontif, which is Erev Shabbos, you could bake the lechem upon him. But asks Rabbi Trev Chizda, you hold that everybody holds Tzarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif. So if everybody holds Tzarech Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif, and the only reason the Tanakhama did not allow them to bake the lechem upon him when Yontif was Erev Shabbos, is because of Shvus Rechayk Elayotiru, they don't allow you to do something for so long. So how come Rashim Gamliel allows it? The Gemara and the Habamina can't believe that anybody would allow a Shvus Rechayk. How could you explain Rashim Gamliel's psak? Answers of Chizda, that is exactly the machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rashim Gamliel. Bahopakligi. Masov Shvus Kroiver Tiru. The Tanakhama holds that they only allow you to do something for Shvus Kroiver, to bake on Shabbos for Shabbos, which is the next day. Shvus Rechoika for 9 days later, Lo Yitiru, they did not allow. Masov, and Rashim Gamliel says that even Shvus Rechoika Nam Yitiru, they will even make them. Now this concept of Shvus Kroiver and Shvus Rechoika is relevant l'aloch l'maisa in two places. The aloch is, as we've been discussing, that if Yontif is on Friday and then Shabbos, if one makes an Erev Tavshilin, he could cook and bake l'tzarech Shabbos. What's the halacha if Yontif is Thursday, Friday, and then we have Shabbos? So could someone cook and bake on Thursday L'tzarech Shabbos? They have time Thursday, the first day Yontif, and they want to make L'tzarech Shabbos, which is 2 days later. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to do that for two reasons. One reason is because Thursday is Yontif Midaraisa. Friday is only Yontif because of Sveika de Yoyma. So Chazal will not allow you to bake on Yontif, which is Midaraisa Yontif, L'tzarech Shabbos, when you could bake on the second day, which is only Yontif Midarabonim. But Rabbeinu Hananel quotes a Yerushalmi that says the reason that you shouldn't cook on Thursday L'Tzarech Shabbos, rather wait for Friday L'Tzarech Shabbos, is exactly what we just learned. Shvus Kroivu Tiru. Cooking on Friday for Shabbos is a Shvus Kroivu, it's the next day. Shvus Rechayka, to cook on Thursday L'Tzarech Shabbos, that's already Shvus Rechayka, and it's not Mutter. The night of Yehuda uses this concept in another Shaila. A Shaila was asked to him where there's an Erev in a city that allows people to carry in that city, and the Erev tore, and now it's Friday, which is Erev Shabbos Yontif. Are they allowed to fix the Erev or not? So Noida Behuda says no, that even though fixing the Erev through a guy, he says, even though shvus to shvus, the makom mitzvah is mutter, that means asking a guy to do something which is only the rabbanon, but makom mitzvah is mutter. Here, it's a shvus to shvus. You ask a guy to fix the Erev through doing a rabbanon, but it's not for today. Today is Yontif. On Yontif, you're allowed to carry. You're asking him to fix it for tomorrow, which is a shvus rechayka, and it's not mutter. The Sharetzion disagrees with Noida Behuda, and he brings a raya. He says the halacha is that Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos Sunday, and Shabbos we don't blow shofar. You're allowed to ask a guy to bring the shofar down from the tree, even though we're not allowed to climb on a tree, or to bring the Erev mechutz l'tchum, because it's shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. Ask the Sharetzion, if it's Litzorich for tomorrow, so it's a Shvus Rechayka. According to Noda Behuda, it should not be Mutter. Continues the Gemara. Masr Rav Mari. The Gemara asks another question on Rav Chizda, who says that Tzorich is Shabbos, Nasim V'Yontif. On Shvuas, the halacha was that they brought Karban Shlomim, and then they brought Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem were two chalas that were baked, but says the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Shtei Alechem and in the chalas loipach mishnayim, the Shtei Alechem is never eaten either less than 2 days from when it's baked, for loyos or shlosh, not more than three. Ketzad. Nefes Erev Yontif. Under normal circumstances, they're baked in Erev Yontif. And Nachalos L'Yontif L'Shnayim. And they're eaten the next day in Yontif, which is the second day after they were baked. Chal Yontif L'Yos Achas Shabbos. If Yontif comes out on Sunday, so you can't bake the Lechem upon them on Shabbos, which is Erev Yontif. So you bake them on Erev Shabbos, and you eat them on Sunday. So Nachalos L'Yontif L'Shloshes. So they're eaten on Yontif, which is 3 days after they're baked. Baking the lechem upon him is not doich Shabbos or Yontif. Ask the Gemara. Vi amrit zorich Shabbos nasim b'yontif. If you're going to say that you're allowed to do Shabbos needs on Yontif, hasht the Shabbos b'yontif shari. If you're allowed to bake on Friday, l'tzorich Shabbos the Yontif b'yontif meboy, you certainly should be allowed to bake on Yontif l'tzorich Yontif. Now Rashi points out that why is this question only difficult according to Rav Chisda, who holds Tzorich Shabbos Nasim B'Yontif? It should be difficult even according to Rabbah that says Hoyl. We should say Hoyl Mikalei Orchim. Since of guests, since you could bake Tzorich Lechem to eat later in the day, I should be allowed to bake him to eat them now. So Rashi says it's not difficult in Rabbah. Because since if I'm going to bake the Shtei Lechem in the morning, I can't eat them in the morning. I can't eat them till later on after I bring the carbon. So I don't say Hoyel only if what I baked could have been eaten right when it was baked. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says, never when I bake am I able to eat immediately. You have to give time to bake. The Rebbeinu David explains why this situation is different. He explains, normally when I bake, yes, I can't eat it immediately. I have to wait for it to bake. But that's a barrier, that's a technical barrier. It has to be baked. Here it's not just a technical barrier that prevents me from eating it. It's a halachic barrier. That the halacha is that until I actually bring the carbon, I can't eat the shtei lechem. And since I can't eat it until I bring the carbon, then you can't say chayil. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the reason why you're not allowed to bake the Shtei Lechem and Yontif, because the pasuk that allows Oichel Nefesh says Lechem, only what's for your needs, Lechem v'loy l'gvoy, and that's what's not what is for the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara of Shimon Leo Dom Shimon Shimon's gone Doiches Yontif, that you are allowed to bake the Shtei Lechem and Yontif, Mayekel Lemeimer, it says Lechem v'loy l'gvoy. And says the Gemara Sovel Kavishvol. He holds that the pasuk of Lechem teaches us Dom Lechem Lechem V'Loy L'Nachmi. You're allowed to bake for a Jew's needs, not for a Goy's need. And like Tosfos explains, that everybody holds that Lechem teaches us Lechem V'Loy L'Nachmi. The Shaila is, does Lechem also include Lechem V'Loy L'Gvoya? Tanakam it says it includes not just Lechem V'loy L'Nachrim, it also includes Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it only means Lechem V'loy L'Nachrim. The Tzlach makes an interesting diuk. He says this Mishnah in Masechet Menachos about the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem upon him, when they're allowed to be baked, when they should be baked, the Mishnah Masechet Menachos first mentions Shtei Lechem and then mentions Lechem upon him. Ask the Tzlach that in our Gemara the order is reversed. First our Gemara speaks about Lechem upon him, and then it speaks about Shtei Lechem. So why doesn't our Gemara follow the same order as the order in Masechta Menachos? So the Tzlach answers, when the Gemara asks the second question of Shtei Lechem and gives the answer of Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya, that answer would be a good answer for Lechem upon him also. But it says the Tzlach, the Derech of Shas is Lahagdol Torah L'Adira. We want to say more Divrei Torah. We want to say more Pshatim. If we would have said the Kash of Shtei Lechem first and answered Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya, then there would be no discussion about Shtei Lechem. But we wanted to have the discussion of Shtei Lechem. We wanted to bring out the concept of Shvus Kroiva and Shvus Rechayka. So that's why the Gemara here reverses from the order in the Mishnah in Masechta Menachos and speaks about Lechem upon him first and then Shtei Lechem. Now Rav Chisda asks on Rava. who says the concept of hoil. Shalach le'Rav Chisdal Rabba b'yad Rav Acha b'Rav Huna. Mi'amrin hoil, is the concept of hoil correct? V'tanan. There's a Mishnah Masech Demakis. Yesh chayush talamechet. Somebody could plow a single furrow. V'chayomer lo b'shemir shoyin alavin. And it'll be over 8 lavin. Chayush b'shov v'chamar. If he plows with an axe and a donkey together, he'll be over the lav of le'sachrush b'shov v'chamar. If the Shah and the Chamor are Hegdish, there's two more Lavin. And as Rashi explains, the Shah could have a Kedushas Mizbeach, and therefore you'll be over the Lav of Le Savad B'Bechor Shercha. The Chamor can never have a Kedushas Mizbeach, because the Chamor could not be brought in Mizbeach, but it could be Hegdish Bedek Abayas, and somebody will be over Mi'ila if he uses that Chamor. The Klein B'Kerim, if he's covering Klaim in a vineyard, he'll be over for Klaim. The Shvius, if it's in a Shemitah year, he'll be over for Shemitah. B'yontif, it's on Yontif. Koyin v'nozer, and if it's a Koyin and a Nozer, Abesatoma, if this is in a cemetery, and a Koyin and a Nozer are not allowed to be Matam themselves. The Mepharshim ask that if it's a Shemitah year, and you're not allowed to work in the field on a Shemitah year, so then, even if Yontif comes later, there should be a concept of Ein Issachal Alisser, and he should not be over for Yontif. So they explain that we're talking about Yontif Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah and the Yontif Rosh Hashanah come at the exact same minute, and that's why there's no problem with Ein Issachal Alisser. But they ask, what about a Kohen and a Nazir? A person is a Kohen from the moment he's born. A Nazir, he only becomes later when he accepts Nazirus himself. So the Issa Tumah of Nazir should not be Chal, because Ein Issachal Alisser. So the Shagas Arya explains that there's a Gzeres HaKosef, that even if you hold Ein Issachal Alisser, the Issa Nazirus, the Issa for a Nazir to become Tameh, can be Chal, even on a person who's a Koyim. But the other Mepharshim explain that the Gemara Masecht in the Dorim, the Gemara Masecht in Nazir says that a Mufla Samach Lish, a child who's almost Bar Mitzvah, who shows that he's intelligent, can accept on himself Naziris, even though he's not yet Bar Mitzvah. So they explain, we'll be speaking about such a child who's right before the Bar Mitzvah, and he says that the moment I'm Bar Mitzvah, I want to be a Nazir. So the Isser Kahuna to be Tamei, and the Issa Naziris to be Tamei are Chal at the exact same moment, to become effective at the exact same moment, and there is no issue of Ein Issachal Alisser. Now, asks Rav Chisda, I Amir and Hoyl, if we say Hoyl, Acharish Lo L'Chayiv, he should not be Chayiv for plowing a Yontif, Hoyl V'Chazi L'Chsui Dam Tzipur, if he'll shecht a bird on Yontif, he'll need the blood, he'll need earth to cover the blood. Because Allah is the Midaraisa, when somebody shechs a bird or a chaya, he has to do kisui adam, he has to cover that blood. So he should be allowed to do charisha, because he may need the blood, the earth to cover the blood. Amar Rapapa Bar Shmuel, we're talking about bavonim mikrolazes. We're talking about pointed stones, which are not fit for covering blood. As the Maruis Lakacham, they could be crushed into fine pieces, and then they will be able to be used for kisui hadam. Ask the Gemara, uketisha b'yontif mishari, are you allowed to do ketisha on yontif? That you're asking that you should be we should be allowed to do it. And so the Gemara, we're talking about ruis l'kach and kolach yad, will crush them in an unusual manner, which is mutter midaraisa, it's only Musa midrabbanan, and therefore the concept of Hoyo should say that he's not us to plow them on Yontif. Ask Tosfos that when the Gemara said Charisha lo l'chayiv, the Gemara didn't ask Uketisha b'yontif mishari, and when Charisha b'yontif mishari, and when the Gemara says Ketisha, the Gemara says Ketisha b'yontif mishari. Why does the Gemara ask that question by Ketisha and not ask that question by Charisha? So Tosfos answers, by Charisha it's not a Kasha, because we would say that the Charisha is being done on Melacha Shenetzrich Lagufa. He's not doing the harisha for the purpose to make a hole, to make a furrow. He's making it for the purpose of getting the earth. That's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, and a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is not asma deraisa. The ketisha, he's doing it for to grind it to have the earth, so it's not a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. That's Tosfos Teretz. The other Teretz Tosfos gives, the Reina Tam's Teretz. The Reina Tam says that when the Gemara was asking about harisha, the Gemara was saying that since you're doing the harisha l'tzorich to have the earth to cover the dam, you should not be over for klayim. That should not be considered that you did the aver of klayim. Not that you didn't do the aver of yontif, that you didn't do the aver of klayim. By ketisha, the Gemara couldn't say by klayim. There is no issa ketisha regarding klayim. What is the issue about yontif? Yontif, which has a lav to do malacha and an essay to do malacha, cannot allow, even though you're doing it letzorich kisui adam, which is an essay of ketisha letzorich kisui adam, cannot be doicha the essay of not doing malacha on yontif and the lois essay of doing yontif. The Tosfos Shantz gives a different teretz. He says that even if you'll say hoyol, one hoyol you'll say, but you won't say, we can't say two hoyols. So what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, do harisha. And that was answer, that because of hoyol, that I need it for kisui adam, I'm allowed to do harisha. But here we're talking about a situation that besides doing the harisha, we also want to do ketisha. And again, based on what am I allowing you to do the ketisha? Because of hoyol. To say hoyol twice, that is not acceptable. So now the Gemara gives a different answer. But summa, the Mishnah is dealing with rocky ground, which cannot be crushed into fine pieces, which can be used for kisui adam. Ask the Gemara if it's rocky ground, summa barzuria, can we put seeds there? That you're saying, the Mishnah is talking about putting seeds on Shemitah, Kalei Kerem. Says the Gemara, it's talking about Sunma Mamala, the rocky ground is on top, Vachituchuach Lamata, and the soft ground on the bottom. Ask the Gemara, if the soft ground on the bottom, the Tegle Mishnah Tichuach, then it should be allowed, not be a problem of doing Harisha, because he's doing it for the soft ground that he wants for Kisui Adam. The Mishnah is talking about mud, which can't be used to cover blood. Ask the Gemara, Tina Bazriyu, is mud okay to, can you use mud to plant in? Says the Rabbi Musnosa. We're talking about wet mud, which can be used for planting, but cannot be used for Kisui Adam. And in fact, the Maram Chalva takes out from this Gemara that from here we see that only dry ground may be used for Kisui Adam, nothing else may be used for Kisui Adam. Esvei Abaya. So Abaya asks another question on Rava, who subscribes to the concept of hoyol. The Braisa says, Hamvashel gid anosha b'chol b'yontif, somebody cooks gid anosha in milk on yontif, v'oichle and then eats it, loike chomish, he gets 5 malkus. Loike m'vashel gid b'yontif, he gets malkus for cooking the gid on yontif, which is an iser of loisavashel gidi b'chalei v'moy, you're not allowed to mix milk, meat. I'm sorry. Loike m'shem vashel gid b'yontif, he gets him for doing malacha on yontif. Loike m'shem oichel gid, he gets him malacha for eating gid anasha. Loike m'shem vashel bas b'chalev, you're not allowed to mix vashel bas b'chalev. Loike m'shem oichel bas b'chalev, he gets malchus for eating bas b'chalev. Loike m'shem avar, he gets malchus for making a fire. Ask the Gemara, V'yamirin hoyol, if we say hoyol, avar lo l'chayiv, he shouldn't be chayiv for making a fire, hoyol d'chazol lo l'tzarchay, what's the issa for making this fire? He may need it for his own needs later. Amalei, so Rav Taka says, because of your question, apik havara, take out havara from the list, v'ayil g'ranosha shel nevela, and replace it that the g'ranosha that was being cooked was a nevela. Ask the Gemara, how could you make that switch? In the 5 malchus that are listed in this brisa, 2 are for eating gid, v'shalosh b'shulah, 3 for cooking. V'misa. Now, If you're saying that we replaced Havara with Gira Nasha of Nevela, so the situation is Sholosh al Chalisa Bibelei, the three for eating and two for cooking. El Apik Havara, said the Gemara, remove Havara for Ayil Atze Muksa and put in Atze Muksa instead, that the wood that was used was Muksa wood. And like Dafika Yam explains, a fire that's made is the same fire that will be used all day. So even though this fire was made for improper purpose, for cooking granosha and milk, but since the same fire could be used later for a permitted purpose, Hoyle should tell me that I would not be over for making a fire in Yontif. However, by Muksa, each act of using the Muksa wood is a separate act. So even if I'll use the Muksa wood later for a permitted purpose, and perhaps therefore be able to use it based on the concept of Hoyle, that has no connection to the first use of the Muksa wood, which was being used for a non-accepted purpose, cooking Granosha B'cholof. Ask the Gemara, or Muksa Daraisahu, is using Muksa on Shabbos, on Yontif, and Issa Daraisa, Amalei, yes, in. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, V'hoi B'yoy Mashishi, V'chino Shiyaviyu. Everything that they're going to use had to be prepared from before Shabbos, from before Yontif. V'az Marasa, Mihacha, and what's the Lav? V'loy Sasa Kamalacha. The Michas Chinuch asks, the why is someone over for cooking, for doing the malacha of cooking on Yontif, when he cooks Gira Nosh B'cholov, since cooking Bas B'cholov is Osir B'hanov, the halacha should be that it's a makalkal. Doing such a cooking is a destructive act. And we know that the halacha on Shabbos is Kol HaMakalkal Paturim, that anybody who does malacha in a destructive way, he's potter. So why over here would he be chayiv? So the Aruch in there explains that this is not called a makalkal, because although a Jew may not eat the basa that's cooked in cholov, a goy may eat it. So it's not called makalkal. The Michas Chinuch explains that the definition of makalkal is not defined in the goal, but makalkal is defined in the way the malacha is done. Is it done in a constructive manner, or is it done in a destructive manner? He says, cooking meat and milk together, although the purpose is certainly not a permissible purpose, but given that it's cooked in the normal fashion, that's not called makalkal, and the patur of kol makalkal paturim will not be applicable there.